American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two on this Friday edition of the National Intel Report, date January 6, 2011. Okay, Vin, let me... What? 12. Sorry. Thank you. Let me continue with this quickly here.
Where you live, and this housing bubble that had occurred over the last couple of years is really why we're in the recession we're in. If you don't understand that, you have to understand that everything that occurred, occurred because two guys, one guy by the name of George Bush and the other guy by the name of Barney Franks, came up with a concept called No House Left Behind. And they made it possible for people that could not afford to buy a home, that did not have the money, nor the credit, nor the wherewithal to do it. They gave them the ability to go out and buy homes they couldn't afford by lying about what they made for income, by giving them adjustable rate mortgages that were unrealistic, by doing all the things we've heard that got done. And then they created all this paper and sold it to all these banks and, you know, created backed securities. I can't even think of it. Mortgage-backed securities. And then they insured the mortgage-backed securities with insurance companies that didn't have enough money to insure what they were insuring. And then the entire thing fell apart. We all know that. We've lived through that the last 3 years, right? So,
okay, with one caveat here. It just wasn't, and this is the story that's been floated, it just wasn't the people that couldn't afford the mortgages. They did this with all mortgages in all real property, real estate, commercial or otherwise. You think that they could have floated between 1 and 1.4 quadrillion off of derivatives just over some houses that they sold to people that, well, really couldn't afford them in the first place. Just wanted to make that clear.
Where are we today? Well, today we've gone from the theory that everybody should have a home to it's not a big deal to have a home. In fact, one of the largest liars that I've ever seen in my life who completely reversed himself, and all we hear about is politicians reversing themselves, is Barney Frank standing up the other day on TV saying, I don't know where these guys got this idea, I think it was George Bush, that Americans should all own a home. And that really, Americans should not own a home. In fact, according to Obama and Frank now, and what he's going to be saying this year, is that it is a ridiculous concept that the Republicans forced upon Americans that they should be saddled with the responsibility and the liability of owning a home, and that no American should have to put up with all the negative stuff tied to owning a home, with the maintenance and the repair and the mortgage payments and the taxes and the insurance, and that these Americans deserve to have that stuff taken care of for them. Because Americans shouldn't be forced to go through all of that. As Americans, our government should stand up and take that worry away from our lives. But unfortunately, the government can't do it because everything they touch, they blow. And so they've got to come back to the private sector again and try to get us to do it. So herein lies the situation. We've got half the economy, half of the people in our country no longer will own homes, nor do they want to own homes, because they are going to be sold the concept that home ownership is a terrible thing to have, and that living in an apartment where a landlord is forced to take care of your every need is really where you should be. And so the second half of the problem is that there are millions of foreclosures out there, and they don't know how to get rid of them. And everybody knows anything about the economy, that housing drives the economy. And with housing being the driver of the economy, why? Because a dollar gets reinvested 11 times. If you buy a house, now the money from that house, you've got to go out and you've got to get that house fixed up. You've got to go and buy furniture, you've got to buy drapes, you've got to buy carpet, you're going to have a party to celebrate, to show off your house, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You follow me? Housing drives our economy. And with millions of vacant homes and vacant apartment complexes out there, there's no construction. Construction is the number one driver of employment in our country. It's the only thing we build anymore in America. We don't build anything in America except houses. But there's no reason to build houses anymore, is there? So what we need to do is get rid of all of this vacant stock. We need to get it all sold. So I, as Obama said, am going to mandate the turnaround of the real estate industry. And here's how I'm going to do it. First of all, I'm not going to go through Congress. Because whether you love weepy-eyed creepo over there or asinine Democrat over here, you can see that these two people are never going to get anything accomplished.
He's actually showing a picture of Harry Reid and John Boehner.
There is no such thing as a government policy or program that's going to work ever again. As long as there's as much hatred in our country between the Democrats and the Republicans. And if you listen or watch Republican TV, these guys are lying through their teeth about everything just to make everybody hate the other side. But heck, they learned how to do that from the Democrats who've been doing it very well over the last 10 or 20 years because they've had control of almost all TV and radio. Now the Republicans got their foothold with some internet channels and some radio stations. Now they can do the same. But what is that going to mean for us? It's going to mean a divided Congress forever. It's going to mean war. Okay? Now, the one good thing that I actually believe comes out of that is the more they war with each other, the less bills they pass and the less money they spend. So that's kind of a neat thing. All right? But Obama's not going to wait for them. Obama hasn't been waiting for them to do anything. Obama's doing it on his own with his own personal mandates. So here they are. Obama mandate number one. Foreclosures will be sold for 50 cents on the dollar of the original purchase price to qualified buyers. This will start tomorrow. You will be able to go out and buy houses for 50 cents on the dollar. This means that the buyer should make a large capital gain on each property purchase, if you're smart enough to do that and not dumb enough to fall or something that could hurt you. Let me give you an example of something that I've wanted to get out, and I might as well do it with 2,000 people listening to me. Last year, I heard a lot of people got burnt by people called wholesalers. Wholesalers are people that go out and buy properties and flip them to somebody else. What happens in many, many cases, the wholesalers' numbers about what the property's really worth are wrong. The amount estimated for rehab is wrong. And these guys are making people sign contracts that I would never sign in a million years. Making people sign a contract that says, I will give you hard earnest money, $2,000 or $5,000 up front, meaning that if I decide not to buy the thing, or in other words, after somebody awakens me to the truth that it's a bullshit deal.
Excuse me, I did not know that was in there. $5,000. I did not preview this.
People, if you learn nothing from tonight, run away from wholesalers. Okay? Those of you that have consultants here, if you want to use wholesalers, take every deal that you look at to the consultant first. Otherwise, I don't want to get any more emails from you saying, this deal was terrible, this guy ripped me off, because these wholesalers are not our people. They sneak into our meetings. They give you business cards. They're not our vendors. They're not okayed by us. But they're in this room right now, I guarantee you. I would like to see each of you earn at least $250,000 in 1 year for your family. That's a very easy number to hit. Very easy number. That represents 10 single-family houses or less, depending on how much you make per house. The typical gain I'm seeing is $25,000 to $50,000 bucks a deal. Let's just say you get 25.
Okay, Vin, I know you need some daylight to go take care of moo cows.
Yeah.
What do you got, about 80 head out there?
I've got some black cows. I've got a bunch of black cows, yeah. Angus.
All right, well,
Do you have a question for me about this? I think this is absolutely fascinating. I was a real estate investor at one point in my life. Did you know that?
One thing I didn't know, can you feed cows in the dark?
I don't like to. I don't like to do any farming in the dark. And the reason is I don't want to run over anybody, whether it be a person or an animal. And a lot of animals like to go to bed, you know, just around this time.
All right.
But I'll tell you one thing. The audio that you're playing is absolutely fascinating. And I agree with this man. And here's the one thing to take away from this so far. If we're going to sell foreclosures at 50 cents on the dollar, it is going to depress the rest of the market surrounding those houses to the level of the foreclosures, because nobody in their right mind is not going to buy at the foreclosed price.
But I think one thing that's overarching on this deal is the communist/socialist idea that you don't need property. Folks, I'm telling you.
Oh, absolutely. That's crazy.
What grows out of property ownership are rights.
Yeah, and also creativity comes out of property ownership, because if you have a property, you have to figure out how to maintain it, how to support it. You have to do financial budgeting. There are a lot of things that come with home ownership. And in a storm, what do most people do? They go home, because that's where their safety is. Mm-hmm. People want to own a home. That's the American dream.
It has been. Until, Vinny, we involved our wonderful banker friends, our usurers, our interest chargers, this was the beginning of the end of this country. It only took them less than 100 years to wipe out the wealth of this country. Not only wipe out the wealth of it, but now to get us so far in debt that when Obama, and I wanted you to know this, that in a few days when Obama gives his address to the nation, he is going to include this. So this is an exclusive to all out there. This is what the man is up to. Nobody else knows about this, per se, save for the fact that the people that are in and around Lifestyles Unlimited. This man talked directly to the president. This isn't kind of sort of, well, I heard from a friend of a friend. No, he talked to him directly. And he flat out told him, he said, look, I got the illegals voting for me. I got the poor voting for me. Now I'm going to go get the middle class.
John, just when you think there's nothing else that they can do to us, they come up with something like this. This is just unbelievable.
I'm telling you, Vinny, that's why I wanted you to hear here today. I wanted you to hear this along with me.
It goes against everything that I feel, know, and believe. I have a farm. I have a farm because I want to have a farm. I do not want to be a tenant. Yeah. I understand how that works.
Yeah.
And you cannot get ahead being a tenant. All the laws, the tax laws, favor land owners, property owners.
Sure.
You cannot get ahead as being a tenant. So that's just another way of putting the thumb screws on each and every one of us. But
let me ask you this. Mm. Out of all these people, the Mitt Romneys, the Rick Santorums, Newt Gingriches of the world, who is the one guy that you want to see the Republican Party put against this communist that we have in the White House now?
Well, I keep voting for Ron Paul.
Yeah, because here's the guy that is going way back, identifying the cancer that has started in this country and metastasized to the point that it destroyed it.
I don't just say I'm for Ron Paul. I've already voted for him. I'm going to vote for him again.
Yeah. Well,
and I saw this coming, and before it was Ron Paul, it was H. Ross Perot. I voted for him too.
Well, Vinny, inside the Republican National Convention circles, they've already made a deal. They're going to not nominate Ron Paul, and this is why I started out initially with you, saying, you know, what are these caucuses all about? Why do they even have them? The people show up to express their interest in what candidate. And then they go through these caucuses, and then the party looks and goes, well, okay, well, this guy got most of the votes. Okay, that's who we're going to nominate to be the runner against the current president.
A couple days ago, the Drudge Report had an online poll, and the Drudge Report gets a lot of hits. I mean, a lot of hits. And I was watching the numbers go up from 150,000, 160, 170. I mean, the ticks were going up very, very fast. And 30% of the votes were in this poll with, I think, the last time I looked at it, it was 230,000 votes. 30% of them were for Ron Paul. I think the closest to him was 20%. So he is by far the number one candidate of choice for those that read the Drudge Report. I don't remember who was two, but, you know, Romney was in there.
Sure.
Gingrich was in there.
Sure.
They got to remember, Gingrich is the guy that, if I remember correctly, he was seeing someone on the side while his wife was very, very ill in the hospital.
She was in the hospital with cancer and
dying.
Dying, and he decided that would be the perfect time to, I guess, serve divorce papers. He couldn't even wait until she kicked.
Yeah, and that would, you know, just make her cancer even worse with the stress of that.
Wow.
But so would you want a guy like that to be president? I don't.
No, and we pretty much know who Mitt Romney is. You know, and they are relying heavily, if you hear this once, you will hear it 999,999 times. They have rebranded Constitution, and they've substituted that word conservatism.
Mm-hmm. How about Donald Trump? The problem I have with him is he's been bankrupt at least twice, I believe three times. And every time someone goes bankrupt, they leave the creditors holding the bag, and they think it's okay.
Well, I know you got to go feed some moo cows, so I'm going to move on with this clip, and there's some other things I want to cover here.
I'm going to listen to it in the archives. When I get back, I'm just going to download the archives.
Okay.
This guy is fascinating.
Yeah, well, and he's a multi-millionaire.
Do you have a link on the website?
No, and I cannot provide a link. This is going to go out once and one time only, so you're going to have to catch it on the archives.
Okay.
Okay?
Hey, John, thanks a lot. See you next week.
Okay.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
All right, sir. Before I continue, what does Timothy want to talk to me about? Tim in Texas, go ahead. You're on.
I called about to talk to you about health care, but since you're talking about all these things about loans and debt and buying houses and such, I just wanted to send a message to parents out there that's listening. Don't depend on the school to teach your kids about debt management, because there's no standard taught in school. I'm 27, and my wife and I, we are just learning these things, and it's just been, wow, just great, you know, kind of kicking out the old bad things that we've been taught or things that we haven't been taught. That's just what I wanted to say about don't depend on the school to teach your kids about debt, because I really believe there is a I really believe that was pulled out a long time ago.
Well, it was, and the reason being is they had to attack. First, they started with the Centers for Higher Education, and that, of course, being university, college level. That's why you see so many liberal professors at the schools. This is a conscious choice to put these people in there. And if you folks out there don't know the difference between our form of government and what we believe and what socialism or communism is when you see it, then you need to go read up on it. But they started at university to catch the ones that are going to go out into the world, into the business world, into living out the rest of your lives. Then they backtracked. Then they went through high school, they went through grade school, and they're right down to the kindergarten level. But it's just not that, Timothy. There's other aspects of the social engineering also going on as well. Just the other day, they had one of their resident cops that are stationed at the school. They shot and killed a 14 or 15-year-old boy. He didn't have a real gun. It was a pellet gun. But the cops were running down the hall at that school, shot and killed him dead. Hold on, Tim. I want to finish up with you. We'll do that right after this break.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
Inflammation can cause pain and makes getting around a lot harder. Through injuries or just old age, it's important to use anti-inflammatories, but the natural way. You need relief. You need GVU. Daniel Chapter 1's GDU is an all-natural anti-inflammatory, a proteolytic enzyme that has helped thousands of people stop taking COX-2 inhibitors. They're deadly, can cause liver failure and kidney failure. Just to name a couple side effects. GDU has been for years one of Daniel Chapter 1's customers' star products. Try All Natural GDU and feel the difference. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. Get GDU, the natural anti-inflammatory. Use promo code 300A for a discount. That's promo code 300A. Call 800-504-5511 and get your GDU today.
All right, we're back. Timothy, you had a question about healthcare or something, and then I need to get back to subject matter at hand.
Oh, I just had a comment and maybe a question about healthcare. About my friend and I were talking and thinking, realizing why is it so high? Because we had to take my son to the hospital for asthma a few times, and we don't have insurance because we're self-employed and it's just too expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we're realizing that's the only thing not regulated by the free markets, and realizing insurance has got to have something to do with it. And I think you mentioned that earlier about all the different problems. What would be the solution, I was asking, to fix it?
Well, and I've said that we've taken on an advertiser, the Oklahoma City Surgery Center, OK Surgery Center, and that is a response. That is a group of people that got fed up with the medical system out there and decided to strike out on their own. That is a solution that they had to come up with because of the problem. That's not the solution to the problem. The problem is to get politicians the hell out of the way of free market, because we used to have the best health care in the entire world. We used to have hospitals that didn't operate as if they were run by Donald Trump's your fired corporate board. They're there to maximize profits. They're there because of the insurance companies. And who is getting caught in the crosshairs of this corporate, I want more money crowd is you, the person that needs health care. And there is no way to fix that aside from, and everybody pay attention to me here, honest money, and you get the government the hell out of things that they have no business being a part of. How they did this Commerce Clause, Timothy, I don't know if you know how they did Obamacare, but their lawyers okayed it because it's all right for us to do it under the Commerce Clause, under the idea of doing business. They green-lighted themselves that they can now mandate health care to people and demand that they pay for this health care because we think it's a good idea.
Okay.
All right?
Well, you know, the problem seems so big and coordinated. It's just not attainable until we can get people together. I've been realizing that's the whole,
whole goal
of talk radio and the other things. I used to listen to talk radio, but now I realize that's the whole goal is to keep the people divided. And so you got, 30 million people that listen to that junk and don't listen to, they're not even for the Constitution.
Well, and you see, and I don't spend a whole lot of time berating those socialists and communists that they're actually the water carriers for the Marxists, and they don't even realize that that's what they are. They have been taught to take the political approach to this. Well, you go vote for your party. Okay, you're a Republican, well, you go vote for them Republicans. Or you're a Democrat, you go vote for those Democrats. And as the man said, as you heard him say at the beginning of this Del Vamsey, he said, look, he says the Democrats taught the Republicans how to do it, and when they take control, they turn around and do it to the Democrats, who again is in the crosshairs, is the American people. But understand this as well, that they have created a whole new form of government. Now, I don't want to get down that rabbit hole because I want to get back to the subject matter at hand here, but only to say this, that we now have 481, scratch that, 482, because today, by executive order, Obama created another department, and it's Consumer Protection Department, of which I do believe, I'm not 100% sure on this, but he's going to launch this housing deal. He's using the excuse of gridlock Congress to do by executive order and create this situation that's going to destroy the rest of the housing market in this country, that is designed to take some of the toxic assets off of the books of the banks that got us there in the first place. This is a fix-it for them. It is not a fix-it for us. And unfortunately, as you said, you didn't listen to talk radio for a long time. I'm not interested in doing talk radio. Hell, I'm not even interested in doing radio. I'm only using this as a medium in which to educate people.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so I hope that answered your question, Timothy.
Yeah, oh yes, and thank you for doing what you're doing.
All right, you're welcome, sir. I am doing it because I don't know why I'm doing it. I'm starting to doubt the reasons why I'm doing it more and more. Because the very people that you're trying to save are fighting you tooth and nail. They're fighting out of their ignorance and their stupidity. They don't know any better. And that's what's really sad.
Yeah.
So I am going to continue, and that's been put in danger just recently, but I'm going to continue to do what I do, and I'm going to do it on a mass scale. And then the people that know me, I'm not doing this for my ego. I'm not doing it because I want a cute little epitaph written on my gravestone. I'm sure as hell not doing this to get wealthy, because this has cost me millions of dollars that I had to go and drum up. Hell, some of the people I know in this movement went and drummed up millions of dollars and they're sitting in million-dollar houses. I'm doing this because I really give a damn, and I was lucky enough to be born in this country and not some Zimbabwe or Philippines or China or Russia. I was born here as an American, and I cleave to these principles of freedom and liberty so tightly that I know that when they go, life is not going to be worth living. Tim, thanks for your call. I got to go to break.
Thank you. Okay.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because because you can handle the truth.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural ColonFlow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. ColonFlow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
The Empower Network has already generated over $1.5 million of 100% commissions in its first 5 weeks of operation, and the money just keeps on growing. Do you want your unfair share? Go to 9OccupyWealth.com. That's 9OccupyWealth.com. Do not let the economy or the job market determine your success. Now you can surf the waves of wealth with a few clicks to the Empower Network. Go to 9OccupyWealth.com. Join today and learn how to get your first 100% commission deposited directly into your bank account. Are you ready for your personal game changer? Are you ready to earn 100% commissions? You need to immediately take advantage of the biggest opportunity you may ever have. Just go to 9OccupyWealth.com. All the information is on the website, 9OccupyWealth.com. That's 9OccupyWealth.com.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
There's been a lot of inquiries being made here. Where do I get this clip? No, you can't get this clip. This is for members of Lifestyles Unlimited only. And I don't think Mr. Valmsey is going to get too upset with me because, as you just heard, he has little spies and cronies in his meetings any damn way. Now, this guy is a multi-millionaire. Lives in a $4 million house with 20-bay garage, for God's sakes. His garage is bigger than my entire house and my property. But he was one of these people that was able to speak to Barack Obama personally. So, as I said, this is copyrighted material, but I'm invoking the fair use doctrine because this is news. This is big news. This is before any media in this country gets a hold of it to put their spin on it. And Obama is going to announce this. Well, maybe he won't now. He's going to announce this at his State of the Union address, which is coming up in days. Today, he made an announcement that he instituted the Consumer Protection Department. I've yet to read more detail about that, but I highly suspect that this giveaway program, the salvation for the banks, mind you, the salvation for the banks program is going to be run out of that brand new department created by executive order. and he already made his appointment, bypassed Congress and the Senate, on the appointment for that new department. Again, I don't believe any other president here to date has ever done anything like this. He is taking the executive power unto himself. This is important news, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to continue here for just a few more minutes with Mr. Valmsey, Valmsey of Lifestyles Unlimited. This happened just yesterday, by the way. This presentation was given to thousands of people just yesterday. So there's a lot of people out there, that very core group of people that know this is going on, but none of the medias know about it. Politicians are now waking up to the new stuff that this guy is doing what he seems to think is best. But remember that he said these words. He said, I already got the poor vote. I already got the illegals vote. And now I need the middle class vote to get back in office for another 4 years so he can continue to do even more damage to this country.
Buy 10 houses, you make $250,000. Many of you in this room don't have $250,000. Many of you in this room have never had $250,000 or never will see $250,000. I need you to go out this year and earn $250,000. Obama wants you to go make $250,000. Remember, if you make over $250,000 a year, guess what he gets to do? Tax you. By the way, one apartment complex could earn you double that. And we'll have people that will show you have done that already.
All right. He's going to now probably launch into the intent of his meeting. And that is his business, and I will respect that and allow that to be Mr. Valmsey's business. You have to become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited to hear anything further from this man. But as I said, I'm invoking fair use because this is big news, folks. Because what he's getting ready to do is going to look real good to the unwashed masses out there. The original selling, hyperinflated selling price of the properties that are out there right now, they're going to reduce by 50%. And you've noticed that they said to qualified buyers, that's going to be the people probably in homes right now that they can't afford. I wonder if there's going to be a little provision of a non-walkaway clause. If you've already got a mortgage, too bad, you don't get another one. That's what I would do if I were them, because walking away from a bad deal is not always a bad thing to do. But you see, you've been manipulated and you've been carefully guided to the point where this is actually going to look good to a lot of people. And the irony to this, chances are you'll probably, if not get the very same people, you'll get people like them that are going to be in your neighborhoods now. The housing that you see in the neighborhoods right now across America, they're vacant because there were people in there that couldn't afford the payments, that couldn't afford to maintain what used to be a reflection of our lifestyle. You know, if you were making $50,000 a year, folks, you didn't live in a multi-million-dollar house, right? If you were a multi-millionaire, it was very unusual to find somebody that was living in something less than a castle. Obviously, the guy thought he had enough, and this was big enough, and this meets my needs, and I don't need to go 52 rooms and a swimming pool and, you know, servants and all that stuff. But this is the agenda, and this is going to be sprung on the American people within days. I thought that was important for you to hear. Because, and again, he's messing around in a market that should be wholly and solely driven by free market principle. They can't fix this. And every fix that they do, they're only going to exacerbate and make the problem worse. It is going to devalue your home, because guess what? Yeah, you might live in a house right now that you bought for $200,000, and that house right next door to you might have sold for $200,000, but guess what? The mortgage is in trouble. So they're going to value the house at that $200,000, but then knock 50% off of it, and if you're a qualified buyer, congratulations, you can now get that home for $100,000. What do you think that's going to make your house worth? $200,000? No. It's going to drag it down to the level. And not all areas of the country are affected economically equally. Okay? There are parts here in Texas, ladies and gentlemen, Central Texas, that I know of. Hell, I live in one of their neighborhoods. My house has lost maybe $5,000 to $7,000. It might be worth $150,000 right now. It was inflated at $155,000. And if you don't understand inflation, it's actually devaluation of your currency. Time was, in this country, ladies and gentlemen, you could buy a house for $1,000 or $2,000 or $3,000. Yeah. You know, you hear a lot of people say that, gosh, I wish I had lived in an earlier time. It was simpler. Well, you could live in an earlier time. Now you're cornered to a place that they're not allowing you to live, and certainly not going to allow you to live free and unencumbered. So, if you want to rehear that clip, you've got to go to the archives to hear it. I'm not putting this out for publication because, as I said, this is copyrighted material, and I invoke the fair use, and I don't think, I really don't think that Mr. Valmsey would really mind. Maybe he will. I don't know. We'll find out. But I thought it was important for you to know ahead of the rest of the American people. But this is how they're going to try to fix the housing market. And it ain't going to fix it. So now we have a problem. If you haven't been brain screwed enough through the mainstream media, we're the Republican Party, and we're going to fix it so Ron Paul doesn't get in, no matter what the people say. Now, I hope you understand the ramifications of this one. Because if you do not, well, then you had better go back to sleep. Because as screwed up as the political process is, now in this country, if you're not confounded and confused enough, now through the aid of the handmaiden for the Republican National Committee, that being the news medias, see, they don't really care if Obama gets back in there or Mitt Romney or Newt Gingrich or whoever. It doesn't matter to them. Just as long as it's not Ron Paul. Understand that, because Ron Paul has got his finger on the problem. And the problem has been, for almost a century, the banking system itself. The usury system, ladies and gentlemen. And you're seeing the effects of it, the culmination. What you saw with this real estate and all the derivatives and all that stuff, that was the big blowout party. That was, well, we know the United States is getting ready to come to the end of its cycle. Not one country in recorded history has lasted more than 100 years with a fiat-based currency. Not one. And the United States was to be no exception. So the true insiders and Wall Street alike understood this, as well as our bankers, because they're the problem. They went in and massively took profit. They did it knowing full well that this would collapse the world's economy. But they didn't care, because it was going to collapse anyhow. It had to. Because the industrialized countries are on the fiat money systems, and they have a shelf life. They're not permanent. The bankers know this. So it was a mass grab for profit before the thing collapses of its own dead weight anyhow. So what's the big deal? So not only did they go in there and hang you and I for $15 to $16 trillion. No, that's not good enough. Now we're going to smash the values of every home in America. And this gentleman that you heard in this clip, he's exactly right. Obama does not believe that home ownership is the end-all, be-all. Really? What rights do I have as an apartment dweller? Watch the Vote came out with a very good piece on what happened in Iowa, and there is vote fraud and fixing going on already. And that should be a treasonable offense at the very least. People should go to jail for this. And notice I said the very least, because now you're tampering with something that should forever remain inviolate. No matter how stupid the people may get in one locale of the globe, in a country, they always end up with the government they deserve, either by hook or by crook. Just what's happening in America today. Oh, you say you didn't want this? Well, I didn't. Unless you're a masochist, I didn't think that you wanted this. But did you pay attention enough? Did you uphold your end of the contract? Were you there and doing your due diligence to make sure we had a constitutional republic for tomorrow and next week and for the span of your children's lifetime and their span? Were you there to do that? Or were you off playing someplace, enjoying the good life, enjoying all the opportunities America gave you? Well, at least for a short time. If we believe the official numbers published on the night of Iowa caucus 2012 by Iowa State GOP, state headquarters, there is a signed affidavit that changes the winner from Romney to Santorum. Now, the mainstream media hit this today and just explained it away. It's no big deal, no effect. Now, I'm going to read this in its entirety because you've got to hear this. As I said, very least, they should be jailed or deported at the very least. Below is the affidavit of Edward L. True, I like that, in his local caucus in Appanoose County, Iowa. That's the precinct of Washington Wells. Mitt Romney actually received two votes, the Iowa State GOP headquarters using their secret computer program, programmed by an unknown person, hidden from the public in a secret location, credited Romney with 22 votes for Washington Wells precinct, 20 more than Romney actually received. If we are to believe the Iowa State GOP's published numbers on caucus night, this changes the outcome of the Iowa caucus. Since it was published for worldwide distribution, that Romney won by only 8 votes out of some 122,000 vote case. This means that Rick Santorum is now the winner by 12 votes. Now, as you will see, both the caucus leader and the GOP county chairman have confirmed to Mr. True and others, who will come forth with their affidavit soon, by the way, that Mr. True's report is correct. Below is the affidavit from Edward L. True. You will see the actual tally sheet he himself created at the caucus, as well as the screenshots taken by Junie Spady of Durango, Colorado, for the official Iowa GOP headquarters Google Docs, which confirmed that the Iowa GOP headquarters credited Romney with the 22 votes rather than the 2 votes he had actually received. Now, the official Iowa GOP website made it impossible to take only one screenshot and get the data. So there are 3 screenshots. Mrs. Spady will shortly publish an affidavit that the screenshots reflect exactly what she saw on the Internet before the Iowa GOP headquarters pulled all the numbers down off the Internet a few hours later. Well, what was the rush, boys? It's a good question. And why did the leaders at Iowa State GOP headquarters for the first time ever tell the GOP county chairman not to give anyone the numbers from the caucuses in their local county, including local newspapers? Looks like somebody at the Iowa State GOP headquarters doesn't want to make it easy for people to check the local caucus results against what is published on the Iowa State GOP website. So this affidavit changes the outcome of the Iowa caucus 2012, right? Or does the Iowa GOP headquarters wish to acknowledge that they have made mistakes in other precincts as well? This is the affidavit as follows, signed and duly notarized by Susan A. Forsythe. Okay, so here it is. Affidavit, State of Iowa, County of Appanoose. Comes now, Edward L. True, an adult resident of 204 Southwest Street, Moulton, Appanoose County, Iowa, 52572, and being first duly cautioned and sworn state the following. He, Edward L. True, hereby states the following. This was my first Iowa caucus, January 3rd, 2012. Our local caucus met at Garrett Memorial Library, 123 South Main Street, Moulton, Iowa. The precinct for our caucus was Washington Wells. Our precinct code ID was 4013. I was excited to participate and help in any way. I was asked to help count the ballots. We voted by writing our choice for president on a blank piece of paper. The ballots were deposited by each voter in the box. There were 53 participants. Afterwards, myself and two participants counted the ballots. Here were the results. Michelle Bachmann, 3 votes. Governor Rick Perry, 13 votes. Congressman Ron Paul, 7 votes. John Huntsman, 1 vote. Rick Santorum, 21. Mitt Romney, 2. Newt Gingrich, 6. The vote totals were then read aloud to all present. After I got home from the caucus, I posted the results immediately to the Des Moines for Ron Paul 2012 Facebook group and Southeast Iowa for Ron Paul 2012 group. He says, I have screen capture for this post. And eventually, I posted these results on watchthevote2012.com. The next day, January 4, 2012, at approximately 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, I saw vote totals of my county and my caucus precinct on the Google Docs, which, to the best of my knowledge and belief, was posted on the Internet by the Republican Party of the state of Iowa. Later that night, about 10 p.m. Central Standard Time, I saw the screenshots captured by Judy Spady at Durango, Colorado, showing that the Iowa GOP state website had 22 votes for Romney instead of 2 votes for Romney, which we actually voted and witnessed at our local caucus. After seeing this, I called Tony Siebert, who had been nominated at our caucus to be in charge of our local caucus gathering. I asked him about the numbers, especially the numbers for Romney. He read me the vote tally from the sheet and confirmed my numbers that Romney got 2 votes, not 22, at our local caucus. Tony gave me the phone number for our GOP county chairman, Lyle Briniger. I spoke with Mr. Briniger, and he confirmed my numbers as well. We expressed concern. I was told that he was organizing the official tally sheets. He was getting ready to send them in. He told me not to worry about it and that it will be fixed in about 2 weeks when the Iowa GOP certifies the results. Since the published results of the 2012 Iowa caucus, which all the world was accepting, was that Romney only defeated Santorum by 8 votes, I was very concerned because I realized that this 20-vote discrepancy in Romney's favor would change the results of the caucus, making Santorum the winner. I asked Mr. Briniger if I could have a copy of the official tally for my precinct caucus gathering. He told me no. He told me everything would get corrected when it was sent to Iowa State GOP headquarters and not to worry about it. This concerned me greatly because I realized that there was a found flaw that changed the outcome of the Iowa caucus 2012, and my local GOP county leader did not seem to be too concerned about it. To not bring forth such a serious discrepancy in public view right away seems to me to be the same as silencing the people. This reminded me of a quote from the father of our country, George Washington. If freedom of speech is ever taken away, then the dumb and silent, we may be led like sheep to the slaughter. Signed, Edward L. True, sworn by Edward L. True, and signed in my physical presence, 5th day of January, 2012. At Moulton, Appanoose County, Iowa, I am the notary public for the County of Appanoose, State of Iowa, Susan A. Forsyth. Now, obviously, this begs the follow-up question. If it was tampered in that precinct, how many other precincts in Iowa were tampered with as well? The way I saw this, this miracle surge of Rick Santorum, where this guy couldn't catch a cold, let alone a vote. It was Mitt Romney. All of a sudden, here come Ron Paul. Looks like Ron Paul. I even heard the talking news the day before the Iowa caucus. Well, it looks like Ron Paul just might get this one. But don't worry, you know, that's only one caucus. We got New Hampshire next, and then we got South Carolina, and we got all this stuff. Rick Santorum came literally out of nowhere. But ladies and gentlemen, this is your vote, and you're told not to worry about it. This was held in secret, not counted in front of God and all his witnesses, the American people. And I highly suspect, and the Republican insiders have already said, we're not going to allow Ron Paul to be the nominee for the Republican National Convention. Did you hear me? They are not going to allow it. Forget we the people, and the most sacred thing that we have in this country used to be our vote. It wasn't bad enough that they transformed the government to morph it into something that I don't even recognize anymore. But that's not enough. We've now got to go in and fix the vote for our masters. This is serious times, ladies and gentlemen. Very, very serious times. If people figure out that the process is truly dead, not by way of their abdicating their responsibility, you know, that's truly what a vote was. It wasn't just something that you did, like when you pull up to an intersection, you put on your turn signal, because that's what you think you're required to do. No, it was your duty and your obligation as being an American to make sure that the political process continued to work, that voices could be heard. Based on what? People don't even know anymore. They're not looking at voting records. They're just looking at some talking head going, yes, I'm going to be your president, and damn it, I can do it better than these other guys. I'm out of gas here, man. I don't know what else to do except... I won't even say that. Who do you got, Manny?
Chris, Las Vegas.
Okay, hello, Chris.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Is John?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, John. Well, what we're talking about here is absolutely theft of votes, subversion of the right to suffrage, intrusive violations to the constitutional preclusions to... violation of our rights to vote, and this is absolutely an insidious cancer on America because it's occurring through every state of the union, I believe.
I believe it is as well.
I know it's here in Nevada. I know it's in Arizona. We know it's in Iowa. We know for sure it's in New York, Illinois. You know, you can hardly name a state one where voting fraud and theft and subversion of constitutional rights and guarantees is not being usurped and obliterated.
Well, and it's a treasonable offense, is it not?
Well, it surely would seem that we have a lot of treason going on within this corrupt fat administration that's sitting in the seat of the POTUS, perhaps unlawfully, which would be the precipitate cause for not owning up to American values and securing American interests.
I understand that, and you were privy to hear on this radio program what just a handful of people heard. I just told you how Obama is going to try to get himself back in the White House and get reelected. Ladies and gentlemen, we're out of time. I will see you here Monday, I hope. The next